BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hi, I'm Ollie. I'm 27 from Witham in Essex. You might not know this, but I'm performing at the Brit Awards. Anyway, now it's time for my favourite show on the radio, Scott Mills.
This is BBC.
BBC Radio 1.
I'm so excited. Hello, this is Scott Mills, and this is our annual show from the Brit Awards. For me, today is like Christmas Day. I wake up really early without setting an alarm, and that's not like me, because normally I sleep through alarms. And I spring out of bed and open the curtains and go, yay! Because this is the biggest event in the music calendar in Great Britain. And it's happening now in less than 4 hours. It's going to be the Brit Awards 2012. And for the first time, the red carpet is open well early. People are going to start arriving quite soon. I think it's actually open. And now we have the awkward thing of who is going to be first on the red carpet. Because to be honest, you don't want to be first, do you? It's like arriving at a party first. Like, you don't want to be the first. And I'm hoping, just for her sake, that it's not going to be Caroline Flack. No offence, Flackers. I know you're listening in your car right now. They've just turned over from Vanessa Feltz, who was talking about pancakes. No need. And she says, come on, Scotty, get us in the mood on Twitter.
Oh.
All right. Caroline, if you just get the driver to drive around the block a few times because you don't want to be first. I wonder who it's going to be. On the red carpet, loitering this afternoon, the freshly laid red carpet, which is with... What do you think I was going to say? It's only been down about an hour.
I know you're in a very excitable mood.
And it's just freshly vacuumed, and we have Matt Edmondson there. He's kind of hanging around, waiting for the stars. And also Gemma Kearney and Hugh Stevens. And as soon as we get a whiff of a celebrity, we will cross straight to them and see who they got. We're in our kind of backstage bit, which is near the main stage, as always. So when everything happens or any kind of rehearsal starts to occur, you will hear... because we are quite close. Our area is the best I've ever seen in all the years. I mean, it's still like an oversized garden shed, but this one has carpet on the walls and a TV, like a monitor, so I can see what's happening. Only the picture's gone weird.
But I know you got yourself a flat screen this year.
I know. I've gone up in the world. You know how still in some parts of the UK people can't get Channel 5 on analogue? It's like that. You can't really see what's going on. It's flickering a bit. But hopefully, Becky, if you bang it a few times...
Yeah.
Like, I mean, by that, I mean hitting it on the side, and then maybe it'll work.
Was it you that requested this white pleather bonquette?
Well, actually, yes, because I've always thought we looked a bit shabby in years gone by, and, you know, huge stars come in, like Lady Gaga and Adele and Rihanna in the past, and they have to sit on, like, a cardboard box or something. So this year, yes, there is a faux leather bonquette, which all the stars will be having a little sit on, and also... For the first time, we have got some...
Cakes!
Actual cakes. We've moved on from the bar idea because nobody, not one single star last year, tried any of the drinks from Becky's quite lame bar. So this year, we've gone for professionally made cakes with a BBC Radio 1 logo on. So, you know, expect the likes of Rizzle Kicks and Ollie Murs to be chomping at them a bit later on. Also, we couldn't afford a photographer this year, so Becky is on this show, obviously, but is also doubling up as official photographer for this afternoon. So you're going to take them... You haven't even got a proper camera. You're taking them on your...
I've got a camera phone.
Right, good. On your camera phone, and then we will get them put on the Radio 1 website. She's not the best at photos. She's already taken a couple which are a little bit blurry, but she's trying to sort it out, and we'll get them to the website as soon as we can. And we're just waiting for people to arrive now. So stay with Radio 1 until 7 tonight. We will bring you all the stuff backstage at the Brits.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Hi, Merz.
What's happening, Scotty?
You okay?
I'm good, thanks. Do you mind me calling you Scotty?
Do you mind me calling you Merz?
Not really.
All right, cool. Well, let's just
continue that then, because okay. I've been calling you Scotty, and everyone's sort of like, it's Scott. I'm like, yeah, well, we're mates, so I can call you.
Generally
nickname.
Not, but like, because it's you, then the Scotty is absolutely fine.
Perfect. Yeah. I'm happy with that.
Thanks, Merce.
Is there anyone else that calls you Scotty, or is it just me?
Just you, yeah.
Happy days. I'll take that. Thanks, mate.
Big night for you tonight.
Massive, yeah, no. It's great to be here.
Before
actually.
We talk about that,
go on.
More importantly, we need to talk about our dancing. Because if you don't know this, we are dance partners for Let's Dance for Sport Relief. We are performing an LMFAO song. I'm not allowed to say what song it is.
All right, okay.
Do you know that? We're not allowed to say what song it is.
I didn't know. I saw you tweet about it. I wasn't too sure whether we confirmed what we were actually singing.
And how many rehearsals have we had together so far?
We've had one.
Yeah, which wasn't really a rehearsal because I spent the whole of it
trying to do the running man,
which I can't do. Also, high embarrassment for me earlier. You asked me to do the running man in front of Ed Sheeran.
Well, Ed actually asked, didn't he?
Well, yeah, to be fair.
We were sort of chatting about it, and then Ed was like, well, why don't you do it now, Scott?
Yeah, but and don't he
was
make like, me do it in front of other people.
I can't do it now.
Can't just do it on
demand. I'm too nervous. we're looking forward to it, aren't we?
It'll be good. Have you learnt your moves?
I've pretty much got it down, yeah.
Right.
But
me too.
I was supposed to be sent through a video of everything, but nothing's been sent through yet. But it's not till a couple of weeks, is it? So we'll be all right. Are you scared about it? How are you feeling about it?
Well, there's a nice lady called Helen who's hot, by the way.
Really? Have I met her yet?
No, you haven't met her. You'd like her.
What? And why do I miss out on these things?
She's been teaching me how to dance,
right.
And she's been playing the part of you so far.
Oh, yes. So when I look into role play, amazing.
When I look into her eyes, I have to imagine it's you, Merce. And there's a bit where we have to dance around each other. You don't know any of this, do you?
No.
Excellent. Right, well, I'll see you the day before, and then we're on the Saturday.
We're rehearsing the day before, aren't we? We'll be fine.
We'll
who cares?
Absolutely
fine. It's a live show. We can do what we want.
If you want to meet the dance teacher, who I've got a little bit of a crush on, she is here dancing with Florence today, so I might introduce you.
Shut.
There.
Yeah, you need
oh,
to.
Yeah.
100%.
Okay.
100%. I've got a spare seat at the table waiting.
Have you?
Well, yeah, my mum and dad are coming tonight, don't they?
Oh.
Do you know that?
Mr. and Mrs. Merce?
Yeah, they're coming tonight.
All the way from Essex?
Yeah, all the way from Essex. They've taken the day off. My dad's taking the night off work tomorrow, so he's... actually, he might be going to work tomorrow, but I don't know if he's at work today.
Mm. But don't drink too much, Dad.
No, he's not drinking too much tonight. They're not going to be that embarrassed. I think they're just really excited about coming tonight and watching me perform, so it's going to be
good. What would be the worst thing? Because you know, like, mums and dads can embarrass you sometimes. What would be the worst thing they could do tonight on your big night at the Brits?
I think if they said something really embarrassing to someone. I was watching Graham Norton the other night, and was it Kobe? I always get his name on Cuba Junior.
Cuba Gooding Jr.
That's the one. Yeah. I always get confused. One in Boys in the Hood. That's the one.
Yeah,
that's the one. So I kind of know the guy, and he was talking about the Jerry Maguire, and he said that his dad came on set, and his dad like asked Tom Cruise if he was gay. Like, that's like the worst thing you could ask anyone, isn't
awkward.
It's the most embarrassing, most awkward question to ask. So it'd probably be on the same lines as if my mum and dad went up to someone and asked them a question that everyone wanted to know, but you just like, you don't ask it, you know what I mean? Which I don't know what it would be. I don't know who it would be too, but...
And you'd be like, just because I've got a tan, mum, doesn't mean I'm gay.
So
imagine she brought some baby photos of you to the Brits.
That would be the most embarrassing thing, wouldn't it?
There he is, look, when he was two in his dungarees.
Be chatting to, like, I don't know, the Saturdays or something. And I was like, I see my mum gathered in the corner with photos of me going, look at Ollie when he was a baby.
So who have you bumped into so far?
I have seen Ed Sheeran. That's probably the only person I've seen. You don't tend to get near the American stars because they've got such a big entourage, and they all sort of look at you like, "Who are you?" Sort of thing. Yeah, of course they do.
You're Ollie Merce. How rude!
No, but I wouldn't expect Rihanna to know who I was. But I walk down the corridor. That's all I've seen so far. I've seen Keith Lemon, obviously Rizzle Kicks, and Ed Sheeran so far.
It's a nice dressing room you got here.
I know, it's not too bad. It's a bit small. I mean, Rihanna did have this originally. I had the big one, which was just too big for me. So I said, you know what, Rihanna, you take it, babe. Ladies first.
Do you know what? Ollie Mears can have that dressing room.
Yeah, 100%. She definitely would have got my surname wrong. But no, it's great to be. It's good fun. We're enjoying it being backstage. All set, raring to go.
Came to see your gig at Wembley the other night, didn't I?
Did you enjoy?
You were well good.
Yeah?
I felt proud. Yeah, it was good. What I liked as well is you had a Madonna-style walkway. So the walkway gets, like, lowered onto the stage, next to the stage, and then you can walk on it and, like, be amongst the crowd, above the
crowd.
It's
sort of see-through, so I was a bit worried at some points, thinking that maybe, you know, in case I split my trousers. Did you hear about that in Sheffield?
Yeah, I saw that.
It was all over the internet. I was on stage and finished one of the, finished on my cloud, and at the end of it, I went down to do my knee slide, and it went right up the middle.
Yeah, and also
quite embarrassing.
There's a good video of you on YouTube of you doing some
sport
kind
relief,
of, some sport relief photos, and your trousers just go rip.
You know, well, the thing was, it was sprung upon me. They said, could you just do a quick warm up video for people that are watching at home? So if they're doing like sport relief, they can, you know, just give them a few warm up techniques. I was like, well, I'm wearing chinos, and I just do it. It'll be fine. It'll be fine. So I'm just sort of shaking my arms. This, you know, this must warm this up. Warm this up. Do your leg ones. And so I thought, oh, there's a groin stretch that I normally do. I was like, I'll show you the groin stretch. And as soon as I went down and went to pull the groin, the whole front end came ripping out, and it was hilarious.
If you haven't seen this on YouTube, watch it. You can hear them go,
it completely rips. And I'm just like, oh my God. And for honestly, 100% shocked. It was hilarious.
I told you before, Merz, you need to just get trousers that are a little bit bigger.
But
if it's happened twice.
Yeah, but you wouldn't necessarily be warming up in a pair of chinos. That was the whole silly thing about it. It was just because they dragged me onto a camera to do it. And I was like, well, okay, I'll do it. It's fine. Nothing's going to happen. And then all of a sudden, bang.
Well, I thought your concert was great. Have you got
anything
special tonight? Obviously, Rizzle Kicks.
Do you know what? This is probably the biggest performance I've done in terms of the whole thing. It's not just the where we are, it's the Brits. It's actually the whole production side of it. It's huge. We're looking to probably put the biggest in terms of production on tonight. So it's a really, really big performance. So I'm excited about it.
Any pretty girl dancers?
There's loads. Yeah. 100, I'm excited about it.
I bet you know all their names.
But funny enough, no, I don't actually. But we was trying to, we come under, this woman was, one of the dancers was chatting to me yesterday. She said the way to remember someone's name is remember them by fruit. Yeah. So you would be a strawberry.
Right, and you'd be a melon.
So I'd go, yeah. So I'd go, strawberry.
Yeah.
Oh, that's Scott. Hi, Scott. Yeah. And you'd go, Melon.
Oh, Melon, you're performing at the Brits.
Merz. Yeah.
Melon Merz.
Exactly. So you have to learn someone's name by,
yeah, that works.
By fruit. I know, it's the most random thing.
Well, listen, I won't see you before we dance on national television. Well, the day before. So the best of luck for tonight.
Thanks, buddy.
Hope you win stuff.
I hope I do. I don't think it work. You know, it's...
Don't say that. Don't.
Yeah,
don't,
but I'm
put
nominated for best
it.
Single, and we're probably in the toughest category there is. But you know what? I'm just chuffed to be here performing tonight. Gonna have a really good time with Mum and Dad.
Yeah.
Gonna go to bed early, and then off up to Scotland tomorrow.
Nice. Oh yeah, you're doing a tour as well.
I'm still
aren't
back
you?
On the tour. Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I can't even go out and have a drink tonight with everyone.
When is your next day off? 2013.
For Let's Dance with you.
Well, that's not a day off.
It is. It's going to be fun.
Oh, you're crazy. All right, good to see you, Merz.
Top man.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I am walking and at the same time talking to Ed Sheeran. Hi, Ed.
It's quite a talent, isn't it?
It's quite good, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm impressed.
So, how's it all been going?
Good. Yeah. Good. I'm having fun.
You don't seem to be the kind of person that gets flapped out by this kind of thing at all. You seem to be chilled as...
I mean, I am generally quite a chilled person, but this is quite a nerve-wracking experience. It's probably the biggest thing of my career to date, kind of thing. But I guess the thing to remember is just, it isn't the be-all and end-all. What matters in this career is your career. It isn't something on the mantelpiece, but it's always nice to have that.
Exactly. I mean, if you fell over on stage, he's going to see it.
Are you going to come and push me over?
No, I'm not suggesting that I'm going to do that. So after the performance, obviously you'll be on a proper high.
Yeah.
What happens?
But I sit down and wait to see who's won the awards, because my performance is before all my nominations.
Right.
So, I'm just going to be chilling in a suit.
Yeah.
And if I win, I'll be happy. And if I lose, I'll create my drinking ban and have some fun.
Oh, you want a drinking ban?
Well, kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of, like New Year's resolution. But I turned 21 a couple of days ago, so I broke it then.
Okay.
It was fun.
And let's face it, I mean, you broke it once, so again, won't really hurt, will it?
No, and then again, and then again, and then I'll just go downhill.
So therefore, the band's a bit crap, really, isn't it? But, you know. But listen, good luck for tonight. It's going to be fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I need to just tell you this, because you're just like, yeah, it's all fine. I hope you win.
Thank you.
And where's the party at afterwards, if you do?
I think my label are throwing a big party in...
Somewhere.
South Bank kind of area.
Oh, okay.
I actually overdid it last night. I went into the studio and stayed up till very late making music, so I'm quite tired. So
right.
you know, if if there's nothing to celebrate, I'm going to go home and sleep.
Are you? So if you lose, you'll be like, okay, bye.
No, no, if I lose, I'll be like, you know, I'll thank all my family and friends for coming and my label, but I'll go home and watch some Blue Planet.
And refuse to come to the Brits ever again.
No. I like the Brits. I came last year, and they're very nice to me.
Yeah. And do they at the do held by your record label, because obviously you're one of their, if not their most important artist.
Well, they got Bruno here, so I'm kind of second.
Well, okay, the second most important. Do they reserve like a special area for you? Is it like on Entourage where like people bring you drinks?
No, I went
like
to their
sparklers in.
I went to their Christmas party, and actually I was there with Greg James, and we just kind of hid in a corner and did tequila shots together. It was really depressing.
Amazing. Right, well, I'll see you for a depressing tequila shot later then.
Amazing.
Thanks, Ed.
Cool.
The Scott Mills Daily. My crack team on the red carpet this afternoon are Matt Edmondson, Hugh Stevens and Gemma Kearney. Who you got? Hi, Scott.
We have got a very beautiful lady of the moment, OTM as we like to say on my show, Emily Sandé.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, we're having a four-way. I told her we're having a three-way. She got a little bit afraid.
Sorry?
When she saw how dapper Hugh was looking for this three-way. But how are you feeling, Emily?
Really excited. Just so excited about celebrating tonight and just having an awesome time.
I'm just getting envious of the quiff.
Yes.
Yeah, it's getting higher and higher.
Hang on, come together. We'll take a photo because Gemma is looking hot today, Scott, as is Emily Sandé. I don't want to freak you out, Emily, but if you look up there, there's a 10-metre-high picture of you.
Oh, there I am.
How does that make you feel?
Kind of cool. That was a good day.
You get freaked out on things like red carpets?
A little bit. You never know what anyone's going to ask or what's going to come out. It's good fun.
I have actually got a question. There's a woman to your left who some other radio stations are talking to. I have no idea who she is. Any ideas?
I don't know.
No, neither do I. She's got a lot of tattoos, though.
Yeah, she looks kind of cool.
She's a cool chick. So you're going to celebrate tonight, obviously, because you've already won an award, so ha! Yeah. What does that entail? What is celebrating hardcore for you?
Well, I'm going to have a bit of champagne, and my parents are here tonight, so we'll probably just have a good time watching all the acts. I mean, it's the best concert in the world tonight, and we have, like, front row seats, so we're going to have a good time.
But you can't be that naughty if you're with Mar and Pa, can you?
Well, they'll understand. It's a celebration time.
Yes, Emily!
Hey, I found out who the lady is next to you.
Uh-huh.
It's Christina Perry from Jar of Hearts fame.
Okay, yeah,
of course. That's who it is. Yeah. Have a wicked night, Emily.
Thank you very much.
Do you know what? We had exactly the same problem with last year. We were like, who are they? And it ended up being the XX.
That was good.
So thank you very much, Hugh and Gemma on the red carpet. I also like it that everyone this year are bringing their mums and dads to the Brits. Ollie's doing that. Emily Sandé as well. It's a bit of a family affair tonight.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Radio 1, this is Scott Mills. Backstage at the Brits, and here's Florence.
Hello.
Hello there, how are you?
I'm good, yes.
You look absolutely gorgeous.
Oh, thank you so much.
There's a bit of a train going on the dress. Obviously this is radio, but please, Florence, could you describe the magnificence of your dress?
Yeah, it's an amazing creation by Sarah Burton from McQueen. It's kind of a dusky flesh tone, and it's...
Is that the one that the lady that did the Kate Middleton dress?
The very same lady, yes.
Right, so she doesn't do that often, does she?
I don't think she does it. Well, she designs all the collections for McQueen and for McHugh, and then I think she does make special one-offs, like
so basically
a wedding dress.
It's just a raw wedding. So it's just you and Kay Mid. That's incredible.
I think this is definitely the most recent one she's done, so
I
feel very honoured.
We will get a picture so people can see this, because it has to be seen. So, obviously, will you be performing in that tonight? Is that just for the red carpet?
No, she's actually really amazingly done two dresses.
Oh,
so
two
I'm
going to
be performing in another one. I just got a bit greedy.
I love that. Now, I'm glad you came in here, because it gives you maybe a chance to have a little bit of a chill out, because I know that it can be crazy if you're an artist at the Brits, because you literally, as soon as you arrive, did you arrive in a car?
We did. We rode in a car, but it's like I got stuck. My train got stuck in my shoes when I was trying to get out. And
No. You've
had all the hair and all the makeup done, but it's really windy on the red carpet. So
Yeah. The
dress going over my hair was going across my face.
Is there a special face? Is there a red carpet face that you have to kind of perfect if you're a pop star?
It's the face of trying not to look terrified, because I think everyone's... So you get out there and the wind was going and all the photographers were screaming, Florence! Everyone's shouting at you. Like, everyone just shouts at you. So it's like a really concerted effort to not look scared and surprised that people are, like, shouting your name all the time.
And because there are hundreds...
You just end up looking glazed.
Yeah. There are hundreds of paparazzi, and if you look towards them, it's like it blinds you with the light. Do you have that thing where when you close your eyes, you can still see the flash bulbs?
Kind of, but that would be a weird look on the carpet as well if you just shut your eyes.
Just blinking.
Nope, I'm closing my eyes now.
Well, I'm so pleased you came in because you get to have a little sit down and also you get to tuck into our many treats.
I know, I was really grateful for the sweets actually because I think I needed like some sugar after all the frenzy of outside, but now I'm slightly worried that I'm going to get like a sugar rush.
Yeah, and it's all going to be my fault.
And then
I'll
crash just before the performance.
Yeah, do you know what time you're? What time are you on?
I'm not sure what time I'm on, but if someone could deliver some Harry back.
What I'll do is I'll get Becky to come right as soon as you're about to go.
Maybe
on.
Just as I'm about to like sing, as my mouth opens, just chuck them from the side of the stage.
What I can do, I mean, I'm quite a good aim. If you open your mouth, I'll just throw some Star Mix in. How's that?
From on the stage.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Okay, that's a good plan.
But yeah, I because if you do crash, like sugar wise, as you go on, then that is
you
actually
suddenly
our fault.
Get really moody and sleepy.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm lying down on the stage. So two nominations tonight, and the last time you performed here was with Dizzy 2 years ago. Are you as nervous, or is it kind of the thing now where? And, you know, a couple of years have gone by and you're like, eh, whatever.
I'm really nervous. I can't, like, sit down. I have to keep sitting on the edge of things. So I feel like if I get comfortable for 1 second, everything will fall apart. So I'm kind of, you know, I'm keeping myself really, it feels like I'm keeping myself really alert constantly.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think I'm definitely, because I'm doing it with Dizzy. He's such a charismatic performer and he really kind of, handle the crowd so amazingly. I felt like I was in really good hands, and it's just myself.
Just you.
Yes, just me.
Have you got lots of dancers?
We've got some amazing dancers. Actually.
One of them
is here.
One of them is also at the moment teaching me how to dance, which, as you can imagine, Florence, is a bit of a task.
Oh, so you could come on stage with me to throw the Star Mix.
Well, I'm not quite at that level yet. I've only just mastered Running Man. So, but I'm doing Let's Dance for Sport Relief in a couple of weeks with Ollie Mears, who obviously can dance. But the lovely Helen, who's in here at the moment, hi Helen, hi, is one of your dancers tonight, but is also trying to.
She looks beautiful. They all look
teach me.
Really beautiful.
Yeah. Do you have a lot of dancers tonight?
We've got quite a few.
Have you? But what, hundreds?
Hundreds.
But a lot.
A few.
I can't wait. So what happens now? Is there a bit of downtime before the performance? What do you do in the couple of hours leading up, knowing that you're about to go on?
I get really quiet and do a lot of pacing, staring at nothing.
Do you?
Yeah, because I think the time just before you go on is the hardest time.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go back to my dressing room and kind of... Be sort of quiet and nervy for a while.
Last year, Adele obviously did Someone Like You and was chilling out by watching popular BBC One soap opera Doctors beforehand.
Really?
So maybe you could try that.
Well, I've been watching...
Neighbours is on too.
I've been watching Death Becomes Her.
Yeah.
Remember that amazing film with Goldie Hawn where they take that magical elixir that makes them youthful, but then... They anyone? Yeah.
Yeah. No. Yeah. I know. Anybody? Just me.
Good Brits chat.
Yeah.
Yeah. The magical elixir. I knew I was going to go on the radio and say magical elixir today.
So you just watched Death Becomes Her, and that kind of chills you out.
Well, yeah, it's good to focus on something outside it, actually. And Death Becomes Her is an amazing film.
I wouldn't want to watch the news or anything because it would just be, and tonight Florence and the Machine are performing, yeah. And I'd be like, ah, no, I'm stressed. So,
well, it's quite hard, like, doing like, loads of banks of interviews, and they're like, you never spoke your performance? You know, and you're like, I am now!
Yes, I am. Thanks for reminding me. Listen, I hope you win tonight, and I cannot wait to see your performance. Thank you so much, Florence, for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank
you for having me.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I think we should head back to the red carpet just outside the Brit Awards.
It is chaos. It's one of those things where it gets very, very quiet for the first 45 minutes and then everyone turns up at once. Now, obviously, Corden is a very busy man. He's hosting the show tonight. It's his second year in a row. He's looking very good. But he's a man who's constantly tired.
He looks lovely. I think he's been inspired by treading the boards because he's wearing a very theatrical waistcoat.
I think so.
Shall we have it? Oh, look, love it. We've got to catch the kiss. Oh, yes. Right? Oh, yes, we had a kiss right. there. Lovey kiss.
Hello, we're live. We're live. Hello. How are you? Very well. Nice to see you.
Are you all right?
Yeah, you look radiant.
Oh, stop it, you flirt. How are we?
Oh, very good.
I want to touch your dress, but it feels inappropriate.
You can touch, like, the sort of...
That's not the bit I wanted to touch.
So, James Corden.
You've got lipstick on your face.
Have I really? Yeah, yeah. Is that from you?
No, I imagine you've been flaked.
Go on, then. Can I have a little...
It'll happen to us all sooner or later.
Can I have a little kiss from you, James?
Of course you can.
Oh, that is beautiful. Beautiful. I like the little designer stubble as well. It adds a nice texture to the face.
Oh, thank you.
So this is your night. Very exciting. Hosting the Brits. Second year in a row.
It's not my night. It's Blur's night and Adele's and Coldplay's and everyone else is playing. It's my job just to say that was them and this is this. I'm trying to stay out of it as much as possible.
Having done it once last year, are you nervous about it this year?
Yeah, very. I'm always nervous. I'll never not be nervous because you're only ever nervous when you want to do your best, you know? So you're only nervous when something matters. So, yes, I feel very nervous and that will only grow until later. You just hope that there'll be a point where you can relax and enjoy it, you know, which is, I think, it took about an hour last year.
Oh, OK. So first couple of links out of the way, you'll be fine.
I hope so. We'll see.
And you're the most tired man in the world at the moment. You're constantly treading the boards and also your father to a child who's under a year old.
Yes.
You must be knackered, right?
It's quite tiring, but I finished the play this week and then I get to have a little break, so it's nice. But, you know, look, I feel like I can't really moan about being tired. These are all wonderful things. And also, I'm not down the mines. These are lovely things to do. I'm hosting the Brits and I get to do a play which people enjoy. And I love my son. So these are all good reasons to be tired. They're not, you know.
At an event like this, do you ever worry that you don't know who people are? Because I've had this quite a lot tonight on the behind the red carpet.
I bet you have.
People like Christina Perry walk by. You go, I've heard the name. No idea what she looks like.
Oh, Christina Perry, she collects the jar of hearts.
She's the one with the jar. That's the only way I could identify her.
The only way you can identify her is if she carries her jar of hearts.
And she was. It was absolutely revolting. Yeah,
it's disgusting. When you think about it.
And she has so many now.
She actually doesn't have the hearts. It's the other guy.
Ah, right.
That's why she wouldn't have it.
She's borrowed them for the night.
Yes.
She's been wheeling them along.
I wouldn't know who Christina Perry is.
No.
I also don't know who these guys are.
These guys here? No idea.
James Blake?
No, he looks like a slightly sort of less attractive Zac Efron. But I probably wouldn't go in with him.
I'll open with that if I get to interview him later.
And now, live on Radio 1, a slightly less attractive Zac Efron. Here he is. James, listen, have a brilliant night tonight.
Well, thanks very much. It's always lovely to
see you. Please give a worse interview to the other people this red carpet. Thanks very much.
It will be a worse interview because you won't be there.
And would you like to say hello to Scott Mills?
Oh, is he there? Oh, a beautiful boy. Hello, Scott. How are you? And can you wish my little sister Ruth that she gets well soon? She can't come tonight.
Oh, I
Scott's
love
met
Ruth.
Her. She's throwing up, so she can't come. She's so upset.
Oh,
say, Rudy.
Ruth.
Yeah, Rudy, get well soon. We miss you and we're sorry you're not here.
Get well soon, Rudy. And hi, James.
The wish has been taken. There you go.
I love that. So nice, James, to see you.
Have a nice evening.
Cheers. Pleasure.
Looking forward to it.
Bye-bye.
There you go, Scott. James says hello.
That is incredible. Thank you very much. That was a good run of people there. Thanks very much, Matt and Gemma and
busy.
You. Very, very, very busy. Because it's Gemma's first one on the red carpet, she sounds a bit like exasperated by it. She's like, oh my God, it's chaos. It's like, yes, it is. Okay, right.
Do you want another?
Who else you got?
We got Dizzy. Hello, Dizzy.
Oh, yeah.
I was listening to you on the way here still.
Ah, good, good, good. What did you think of the quality of our broadcast?
Rubbish.
Really? Oh, dear. Don't tickle me. The minute you go for nipple cripple, that's when things will really kick off.
I won't do nipple cripple. There's no nipple crippling around here, son.
How are you?
I'm good, man. You?
I'm very well. I would say you've dressed up, but you've gone for a sort of parka on top here. What's going on?
Do you know what? I bought this jacket a little while ago. I mean, I paid enough for it. I'm going to show it off.
Fair enough. Are you just here to enjoy the night this evening?
Yeah, I'm just coming to chill. Got my album coming out.
Chill and get a plug in.
Yeah, standard. What do you think this is? What? Yeah, and I've got my artist Peppa. She's on tour right now with Rizzle Kicks, so you can check her out. And what else is there? DirtyTV.com.
Are you worried about her touring?
You're a bit close as well. Why are you so close, man?
I'd just like to get close to you. You're the one who came in for the tickle, all right?
No, I didn't come for no tickle.
Step out of my personal space.
When this is all done and the camera's gone, I'm going to David Hay you. That's really? What I'm going
to do. That'd be great. We get lots of hits on the website if we can start filming that.
Yeah. Promo.
I'm willing to get punched in the face.
Why aren't you over here? Come here. What's happening?
Hello. How are you, lovely? Is it? No, I thought you were going to be with Pepper. You were with Pepper the last time I saw you.
With Rizzle Kicks.
Okay, amazing. So what is the most rock and roll thing that you will be doing this evening?
Bottling this guy.
Oh.
Nah,
he said it with a big smile.
It's early, innit? So we'll just see. It's early.
It should be rock and roll, especially if you're on your chill out time.
Exactly.
You can do whatever you want.
Yeah, kick back. You know what I mean? We're in London as well, so...
We'll see you dancing on top of the tables later, Dizzy.
There you go.
Right, Dizzy, you and I are going for a fight. We'll see you later. Cheers. Cheers, buddy.
Make sure if you do that, get it on camera, please.
I will, don't worry. Oh, thanks, God, he's gone for it.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Jordan and Harley from Rizzle Kicks are tucking into our treats.
Yeah.
Hello.
They have got the cake pops.
It's live.
We're live.
Yes. Oh, we're live, man.
Don't say
that. How you doing?
Don't say whatever you're going to say.
I wasn't. I was just wondering.
We're also sipping on some tea because we're so rockstar.
You are. You've tucked into the...
You guys have got these confusing lollies, which are actually cakes, and they're really cool.
Thing is, they look like a lolly, like you'd be able to suck on it.
Yeah.
But then you bite inside and it's like a brownie.
It's really, it's actually the consistency and the texture and just general taste is actually splendid.
It is, isn't it? It's quite an intense chocolate,
but
isn't
there
it?
Is like every chance that you could end up licking a cake.
There is, absolutely.
That would look weird if you just got a cake and licked it.
Yeah, but it's not, it's the icing.
I know, I'm just saying in general.
Mm.
Yeah.
Do you know what? A lot of artists would not eat before a performance. Are you those artists? Obviously not, because you've raided our sweet store.
I didn't know that was a rule. is that a rule?
Sometimes, like, if it's a longer show, I'd try to...
If we had,
to,
like, a full set.
Yeah, I'd try not to eat, like, an hour before.
I can't stomach it.
And what happens?
I wouldn't physically be able
to... Because it's all in... Yeah,
it'll
it's
your adrenaline. Your adrenaline, like, kind of, like, tightens everything, I swear, inside you. And then, like... And then it's actually hard to eat anything.
Right. But as you're doing, like, one song, you can stuff your faces.
I'm going to eat so much.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
Like, get involved with, like, a massive lasagna.
I'm going to eat on stage.
Are you?
Yeah.
Yeah, might just take on meals on stage. That'd be pretty cool.
That would be brilliant,
wouldn't
it?
Yeah. Like, yeah, we're gonna appear on stage with a chicken.
Yeah, you do... you do, like, your bit, and then when Ollie Merce does his thing. Just delve into a full-on bucket of fried chicken.
Yeah, we'll do it and go. Yeah, my heart
skips the beat.
That'll be hilarious. Go down in the biggest faults of Brit Awards of all time.
Yeah, I mean, like, people used to chuck water over each other at the Brits, or, you know, they'd invade the stage during Michael Jackson. You could just bring the food on.
We could just bring our munch on
props
stage.
To Jarvis Cocker, because I want to see how many years that'll actually get mentioned for. It'll be forever, won't it?
Forever.
I think next year or something like that, we need to top that.
What are you going to do?
You know, it'd be really funny to get like a really like big. Like, I don't know why this came into my head. Wobbly board that Rolf Harris used to have. You know, the like the wigger 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 wigger, and just slap someone around the face with it. That'd just be so
slap
funny.
Slap someone around the face.
Have you seen those boards? The ones so you'd be running up, making a really weird friendly noise, and then just go.
Bang!
That would be pretty intense.
And then the Jarvis Cocker one will be replaced by... Do you remember when Rizzle Kicks came on with that brilliant wobble
and
board and
hit someone in the face?
They hit Lady Gaga square in the face with it. It was brilliant.
With the wobble board. And then went wiggle wiggle and ran off stage.
That'd be
Brits is quite a weird event. Is this your first time actually kind of being here as...
Being part of the event,
yeah.
Right, okay. But you've been before?
Yeah. We went to the Brit school and we got the opportunity to be
to
in
witness.
The... In the pit
Robbie
at the
Williams,
front. Yeah,
and like, and we saw Jay-Z, Coldplay,
wow.
Dizzy,
we're also
Florence.
Here. We're part of it. I know.
I remember what the first year we went
when Coldplay's
and Girls Aloud performed. And
oh yeah,
that was the peak of their like hotness.
Yeah,
and I was like,
I love it. Not their music, just their hotness.
Yeah. No, they also performed.
The songs
music,
were also wicked.
But I remember being like, wow.
You can actually
hot.
See. I'm like, I saw a repeat of them getting their award. And you can see like a group of like six of us in the pit just going like, Cheryl, Cheryl, Cheryl.
Yeah, that was us.
Obviously, being here as a guest of the Brit School is pretty cool. But like,
we're cooler, by the way. Now we also saw Jay-Z and went,
"You're
right, mate. What's going
on?" Yeah, did you? Yeah, whatever. Not bothered. But
he asked you a track, and we were like,
"But being on stage and actually performing is something a little bit different." Isn't
it,
really?
It is.
Yeah. It's pretty intense.
It's really scary if you allow yourself to think about it. But I'd rather think about it after doing it. Then I wouldn't have been affected by thinking about it previously. Yeah.
As we were just saying to Florence, the thing that doesn't help is people like me on Radio 1 going, oh, I bet you're nervous. It doesn't help, does it?
I heard that soundtrack there and she sounds awesome.
Yeah. She's got nothing to worry about.
Yeah. Absolutely
neither
not.
Do we, really.
No, you don't.
It's wrong for like very short period of time.
And once you see how it is arranged, you'll understand why we may not be so nervous.
Why? Have you got bags over
your
head?
You'll have to see.
No, yeah, I'm not going to say anything further. That would just...
Are you in silhouette?
Yeah, we just don't appear. we're just backstage.
Yeah.
Just do our
backstage
eating.
Chicken.
And then just wave on stage and then just walk off.
Mm. I've heard that Ollie Merz has got something like 70 dancers.
What? No, not at all. He's actually going to have, like, he's in an all-black suit. He's got one single spotlight. And then we're actually behind him sitting on stools like Westlife. And then when it comes into our bit, we step off. At the start of the night, it's like the 17 tour.
Yeah, it's an acoustic performance.
Do you know what?
Slower.
Don't knock it though, like TV. Just being alone in the spotlight. Look at what happened to Adele after last year.
Do you know what I mean?
We're
looking for that number one.
Exactly.
Yeah, she's already, yeah.
No, but again, like, and then off the back of that, we'd have an album and stuff.
Have you.
We've had an album. I'm just talking absolute rubbish.
It's all fine. You're allowed because you're a performer at the Brits and people just talk gibberish before that because they're a little bit scary. Yeah, have you seen anything weird happen yet? Because generally weird stuff happens backstage at the Brits.
Yeah. I saw Rihanna walk past me and not even say hi. I'm joking. I made that up. I haven't seen her yet. I don't know. Anything weird happened backstage?
Yeah.
Someone thought I was trying to rob Blur's dressing room.
Right.
Because I saw a table tennis table and went, oh, what? I want that. And then like someone, a member of Blur...
Thought they were actually going to take it.
Just looked at me a bit weirdly like, all right, do one.
Yeah.
And I was like, sorry. Yeah. And also, there was loads of people like crowded around our dressing room and I was like, oh my God, we're so popular. And then realised we were opposite Adele.
Adele again, damn.
Next
year, that'll be you.
Space. Our dressing room is almost as big as my toilet. So.
Is it? Mm. I was talking to Ollie Mers earlier, and he was saying that he used to have Rihanna's one that was huge, and then they just put him in some little cupboard, and that's where he is now.
Well, I think,
they need to put our bum somewhere.
They do, don't they? But after you hit someone around the face with that massive wobble board, then you have
that's the real stuff.
You will get the huge dressing room.
We want a football pitch.
Exactly.
Next year, Brits. Football pitch, Rizzle Kicks dressing room. All right.
Yeah.
Right, listen, have a good one tonight.
Thank you, Scott.
All right, it's good
appreciate
to see you.
Mills, no, boy.
No worries, Rizzle
Kicks. I'll never ever call you that again. I'm so sorry.
It's all right. I don't mind.
He loves it.
I love it. All right. See you later.
Peace.
Bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
I wasn't expecting this to happen, so I do actually have a face full of...
mouthful of cake.
Cake. Oh, no. Why would this happen to me? Right, let's go over to the red carpet. Hello, who's there, please?
Hi, Scott. It's Hugh here, just hanging out. Just had a word with Chase Status. I think Maverick Sabre's just arrived as well, looking hot. And I can see Tiny Temper. Now, I always get super excited and massively starstruck when I see Tiny Temper. Ever since he stepped into Radio 1 for the first time, he's got some incredible... Excuse me, what kind of shoes is Tiny wearing?
I'm not sure.
What would you call them? Are they loafers?
Yeah, I would say they're loafers.
He's not wearing any socks.
I know, smelly, potentially.
Can we have a word with Tiny Temper? He is looking amazing, and every time I see him, he always tells me that I've lost a bit of weight, a bit of unnecessarily flirting with Tiny Temper. Fingers crossed, coming up.
Whichever of the one is of you is feeling the most brave, just go over and shout, Radio 1, live! And just try and do it, you know?
The problem is we're jumping in on Natalie Jameson, who is doing Try Again.
Don't worry about that.
Natalie, hello. We're live on Scott Mills' show. Can we interrupt you for a second?
Yeah, of course you can.
What were you about to ask Tiny?
You don't want to know.
Really? Yeah. What was it? Was it something unbroadcastable?
Yes.
Was it something for your private collection?
No, it wasn't. It was something possibly for Chris Moyles.
I've realised most of this is for her private collection, because I never hear these interviews on Radio 1. I'm like,
Natalie stopped working for us 3 years ago.
I knew it!
She just...
Security, get Natalie out of here now.
She just turns up at these events and wants to know what pop stars are up. How are you, by the way?
I'm all right. How are you? Good to see you.
Nice
very
to see
dapper.
You too.
I miss Matt.
Ah, well, that's very kind. Do you want to say hi to Scott?
Hello, Scott. I can't hear
He's
you.
He's absolutely
back.
Hello.
There he is. Oh, wicked.
What are you doing here tonight, then?
I'm basically here to present an award.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What category?
Best single.
Have you been told who's going to win yet?
No. I did ask, though.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you get a sort of a flicker, an indication from the person when you asked it?
I don't know.
Is it the military wives, Tiny?
I don't speak Morse code, but they did tap something on the table quite vigorously, yeah.
Wow. When you say something on the table, what do you mean?
I mean a finger.
Oh, a finger.
It sounded something like that.
Thank heavens
but
for that.
I'm not sure what that means.
Ah, okay. We'll try and work it out, try and decipher the code. So when you're at these things, I saw you a minute ago schmoozing with Chase and Status.
Yeah.
You were chatting about a record quite openly. Are you going to be working with them?
Hopefully, yeah. Because, I mean, I done something for their album, which was pretty good. So it'd be kind of great to get them to do something on mine. And we're on tour in Australia for 2 weeks, in about a week from now. So, you know,
is there anyone you're hoping to avoid who might come up and say... Can we work on a single together? Because you're a popular guy. Who would be the worst person here that could come and possibly do that? Ollie Mers?
Yes.
Yeah. Bingo.
That's not going to happen, is it?
Tiny, on that note, I'm going to say goodbye. I'm, as ever, very jealous of how you look.
Thank you very much.
Can you ask him why he's not wearing socks?
This is a pretty brilliant tie.
Scott wants to know why you're not wearing socks. It's not spring yet, Tiny.
I know, that's a good point. Do you know what? I forgot them. I lost them.
Really? Do you not... Oh, go on, Hugh.
Hello, can you just say that I've lost weight again, please?
Huh?
Can you just tell me that I've lost weight again?
You've lost weight. You look incredible. The suit is great. I've heard why you've lost weight, which is pretty incredible.
What's that?
You are just the best, and you're awesome, and he has the nicest voice on the radio.
There you go. Thanks, Tiny. Cheers.
Anytime.
There you go.
I'm intrigued.
That was sincere as well, Hugh. That was sincere.
I'm blushing.
When Hugh said Tiny tells me I've lost weight every time, do you think that's because he asks him to tell him every time that he's lost weight? Because that wasn't particularly natural, was it, that? Can you just tell me once more time I'm looking hot?
Tell me, Tiny, tell me.
All right, thank you, Matt. Thank you, Hugh. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. It's the Brit Awards 2012 with Scott Mills on BBC Radio 1. I am now in the area, the corridor, where the dressing rooms are. I can see a big sign saying 5, Florence and the Machine, and a huge door. I don't know why it says 5 on it. I guess that's just dressing room 5. And then as you come out of Florence's room, there are kind of pictures of all the greats who have performed here at the O2. Justin Bieber, Catherine Jenkins, Patrick Keelty, Michael Flatley off of Lord of the Dance, Gorillaz, there's a Jack Johnson t-shirt, Arcade Fire, Earth, Wind & Fire, and also the WrestleMania Revenge Tour. So, all the greats. Becky's here with me in her lady dress.
Hello.
Now, if you were a pop star, imagine it. Show me how you would walk.
Well, I've had to take the lady shoes off already.
Oh, that's so good.
I'd sort of, if you notice, there's a big hole in my
tights. There's a massive hole in your tights.
I don't do being a lady very well. I'd walk sort of slightly less masculine, sort of trot along a bit like this.
Okay, yeah. So she's trotting along now. Now, this on the left is the area where the stars come to get pampered. So if you do fancy a quick spray tan or maybe a massage, I think they do those as well. And they do nails and all that. And
I can hear the mood music.
You get free stuff. Yeah, this is to relax the stars before they before their performance, before they go on stage. Can you hear that? Yeah, it's like Zen, yeah?
There's a floaty water thing in there with like a big blue. Yeah. That makes me feel relaxed.
And they've got the best Panpipe Moods album on. So we're in here now, and there's a team of people just waiting to do, within reason, whatever you want.
What do you mean, within reason? What are you saying? You made it sound like they could only do so much.
No, I didn't mean like that. I mean,
but you did though.
I didn't though.
But you did though.
I didn't though. Shh. Stop making a scene. People are listening.
Zen.
Right. Okay. So over here, look. There's a whole actual hair salon. Look. So you can get your hair done there if you wanted to.
What I've got of it.
I'm whispering because I feel like everyone's listening to us. And then over here...
Oh, nails.
There's nails, so if you come over here. So if you were, let's say, Adele or Rihanna, what you'd do is get a quick blow dry over there.
Yeah.
And then you would come down here, and as you can see, this is every girl's dream. Look, there's just, like, every possible nail polish and nail varnish you've ever seen on a huge table.
Is it wrong that I'm more distracted by the giant cupcake, which is to the right? I'm more like tempted to eat one of them than I am to get my nails done. It's like a huge one. It's like something off Outrageous Food.
It's like the size of a normal...
It's the size of my head.
Of normal cake, but it's a cupcake. Hi, do you have any appointments at the moment?
I'm just here, I don't want to leave at all.
The lady that's getting with the wet nails isn't the one that works here. That's the lady that's having the treatment.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Are you a customer?
I am indeed, a very happy one.
I should have known that, by the way, that you're actually laying your nails out. And they're drying, aren't they?
Taking their time.
Right, I'm so sorry for thinking I could have an appointment with you. Are you happy with your nails so far?
I love them.
Okay, that was awkward. All right, see you in a bit. Oh, God, look, get me out of here now. Hello. Hi. What's this? What are you doing here?
Consultation and spa area.
So if I wanted a consultation, what would that mean?
So our lovely head facialist would come and she would sit and assess your skin with you.
So I'm so sorry. I've just realised I've made that all about myself and I'm actually talking about my friend Becky here.
Yeah, I thought I was the pop star.
Sorry, I was just getting a little bit above myself.
If I was the pop star, which I am obviously today, would I get all of this?
I'm sure we could offer this to you. You could come in, you can have your facial, we could go through some products with you, anything you wanted.
You know when they're... Because I know the tanning people over there, so I've got to be quiet. But, like, if you, let's say, were Adele and you're performing tonight, would you really come in and have a quick spray before? Because surely that's going to ruin everything. I'm not going to ask that to the actual tanning people because I'm too embarrassed.
They do actually have a tan you can put on that comes... comes in colour in a couple of hours, so it can be...
Do you remember that unfortunate incident at, when we did the karaoke with Voiceover Man, where he had the spray tan mid-afternoon, and then when we started the show, it was all seeping through his white shirt, and then people were slipping on it because it had dribbled down his legs.
The X-Factor Voiceover guy, yeah. That's true. Okay, well, nice to speak to you. And who are you expecting to have in here today? All the stars?
Yeah, we're hoping that Adele will pop down and see us shortly.
Okay.
So we've got the Rizzle Kicks coming in. So, and obviously, you lovely people have been in as well.
Oh, thanks. Right, should we go now? Because I feel really out of place.
You've embarrassed us so much.
I've embarrassed everybody. Okay, right. Thanks, everyone. Bye. How awful.
Scott Mills. BBC. Radio 1.
Wow. We've got JLS who are coming as well. Let's have a little chat with them. Hang on, I'm going to go and nab one of JLS. Who have we got here? Hello. Hello. How are you?
Hey, I'm very well, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, very well. Are you getting escorted somewhere? Hello, Marvin. How are you?
Hey, mate. How are you doing?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Aston. Hi, Arisha.
Hello. How are you?
Hey, JB.
Hello. How are you?
You're right. You seem like a little bit lost, JB.
What?
Yeah, you were just wandering away there.
No, I was going to go and say hello to Tiny.
Really?
He's kind of dressed similar to me.
So you saw, hang on, you saw Tiny and you thought, I want to see him over Radio 1's Matt Edmondson.
No, not at all.
That's outrageous.
I saw you already because I said hello.
You're barred from the interview. You're barred from the interview. Gentlemen, I have had a haircut.
You're looking very handsome, mate.
Well, that's incredibly kind. That's incredibly kind. So you guys are nominated Best British Single this evening.
Yes.
You and Dev. Is Dev coming tonight?
No, unfortunately, she does send her love, and you know she's really excited about a nomination. Yes.
I was hoping if you win the award, she was going to come up and do the sexy voice into the microphone.
That'd be wicked. That'd be really good.
Well, you never know. You never know what could happen.
Maybe we'll get her on the phone.
Who's the backup? When she's not around, who does the sexy voice? I'm guessing you, Aston.
No, it's not me, it's JB.
It's kind of funny.
No, it's JB. It's not me, it's JB.
Sadly, JB, you're barred from this interview, but we'll let you back in. We'll let you back in for now to do the Death impression. Will you redeem yourself?
He's gone quiet.
It's the way I prefer him, isn't it? he's smiling on the outside. Now, Marvin, how are things going with you?
Incredible, amazing, all good.
I'm excited to hear about the wedding. This is very exciting news.
Very, very exciting. Yeah, it's in the summer. It's gonna be lovely.
Are you going to try and get Kylie to come play at your wedding? Because she's lingering around here.
She looks amazing, doesn't she?
She does look very good.
Matt, get us an invite to the wedding.
Yeah, I know you've performed before.
Kylie had a soft spot for us.
So let's talk about the invites. Obviously, these guys are coming along. What Radio 1 DJs are you going to invite? You can only have three.
Moilsy.
You'll have Moilsy, of course.
He's already got his invite.
Of course. Right. Bearing in mind, you're broadcasting live on the Scott Mills Show.
All right. Obviously, right now. No, Scott was second.
Scott was second,
always
ever.
First in my heart.
Always.
Yeah.
And then, what's his name? The geezer that's quite funny looking. Edmondson. Edmondson.
Yeah? You're lying just because I'm here. I know you'd take
Grimshaw. I'll take Grimmy over
you. Yeah, of course you would. I know that. Now, I'm being beckoned over. We're basically, JLS, we were meant to be interviewing Kylie, and she's not turned up.
Yeah.
Well, she's a little bit late. And so they said, instead, have JLS. And I was like, well, brilliant. That's for me, that's even better. Yeah. But what question should I ask Kylie Minogue when she comes over?
Can you feel her bum?
Yes. Wait,
is that the question you want me to ask her?
Ask her that. Matt, I dare you to ask Kylie.
Kylie, can you feel her bum?
Can I feel your bum the same way Justin did at the Brits a few years ago?
Right, okay. That's what you want me to say.
You ain't got the balls, have you?
I don't know.
Have you got the minerals?
Matt, have you got the minerals?
Do I jump in straight away with that? Can I feel your bum?
Can I feel your bum like Justin did?
Guys, you come with me. I'm going to introduce you to Kylie Minogue. Come with me. Come on, you can come and say hello.
I need to say that a few years ago when I interviewed Kylie on this show, I asked her whether she, what was the question? Something about farting in bed, and she went, well, she didn't enjoy it very much at all. Just to let you know, listeners.
Matt's not sure.
Hang on a second. Kylie Minogue, hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
What's this? You've gone off piste.
We've gone off piste.
Out of the boundaries.
I'm essentially like a Kylie Minogue scavenger at the moment.
Oh, are you? Wait, just getting JLS pieces.
That's fine. That's fine.
Sorry.
Kylie.
Wait, no, that was two out of four. One more.
This is the important one. That's the one that counts. Marvin. Are you gutted?
What?
Are you gutted that he's...
Four out of four. Are you kidding?
Are you gutted that he's getting married?
Yeah, any rings on these fingers, no.
It's sad news, isn't it?
I know.
He's crushed everyone's heart, including yours. So, are you excited about the Brit Awards? I presume the answer is yes.
Always am, yes.
What are you looking forward to seeing?
I am really looking forward to seeing Adele perform.
Sorry to interrupt. Did one of JLS just touch your bottom?
No, they didn't.
I thought they did. I
think you imagined that.
Really?
Did you touch it?
It wasn't me. Although Scott Mills would love me to touch your bottom. I suspect that's off limits.
No, I don't think JLS did that. I just got little kisses.
Oh, okay.
Yes, Adele and Rihanna. Yeah? I'm excited to see the girls.
Okay, is there like a kind of a get-together backstage? Because you're like the queen bee here.
It's a little hard. Everyone's, you're trying to catch each other and everyone's busy talking to the likes of you.
I imagine that Kylie Minogue has her own table where she beckons people over. She says, Adele, come and talk to me. I'll give you some tips.
I like that concept, but sadly, no, that isn't the case.
I thought you had like a power table. That doesn't happen.
I'm onto it. I'm going to do that now.
Really? We can organise
it. I've got to go and sort my power table.
What does someone have to do in order to get access to that power table, Kylie?
Oh, there's all sorts of kind of codes and secret, you'd be sworn to secrecy.
Really?
It could involve some pain.
Okay, my goodness me, this
sounds
terrible.
A lot of dedication.
Like a it's less of a table, more of a torture chamber you're creating.
You'll get a meal, though. It's okay.
Thanks very much. Nice to talk to you, Kylie. Cheerio. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. There you go. There she goes. Didn't have the bravery to go for the bottom there, because I think I would have been ejected from the building.
I agree, but at least you kind of got to the subject and did mention it a little bit, which is the best you could do, I think, in that situation.
I sort of felt, metaphorically, I felt around the bottom.
You did, yeah, it was good. Well, that was good. A little chat with Kylie there and a bit of a chat with JLS.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Hiya, Jessie J.
Hello, darling.
You're
all
right, love?
Yeah,
I'm
good.
Right. I feel terrible because we just cut off an interview with Cover Drive because you walked in.
Oh, no, Cover Drive are great.
I know, but, like, you're more important,
Twilight.
It's fine, they'll get over it. How are you?
I'm great, how are you? Thank you for offering me cakes on a stick.
I know.
I love that.
There are some artists that won't touch them before they go on. There are some people that will just delve right
ravish
in.
Some people are ravenous.
Rizzle Kicks are on a sugar high right now.
They've got them in their pocket,
they're bouncing
hair
off the walls. Seriously. But you look brilliant tonight.
Thank you very much.
I know this is radio, but it's kind of red and kind of slinky and kind
it's red with a kind of
I love your
see-through Spanish vibe.
Yeah, you know me and girls' dresses. I haven't
it's
got a
kind
clue
of red slinky. Those things that go down the stairs.
Yeah.
Like a slinky.
Do apologise, Jessie. I've never been good at describing girls' dresses, really. Yeah. So, busy at the moment.
Very busy.
Grammys and all that.
Yeah, just flew me back in from LA.
Yeah.
Went straight to work, to The Voice.
Did you? Oh, yeah. How's that going?
Good, really good. Really fun. Like, Will I Am, saw him last night, saw Tommy O last night, and Danny, and it's just nice. The artists are working really hard, so... Yeah. Yeah, it's cool. It's a very completely new thing for me, but yeah. I'm loving it.
I'm quite looking forward to it, because can you explain the concept, because I don't quite understand it. You sit with your back to a load of people singing.
The first part of the show is the blind auditions, but basically us four coaches have our backs to the artists. They perform and we have nothing. We don't know if they're a girl, boy, how old they are, their background story. And if we like it, we press our buzzer and our chair spins around.
Right.
So if one person spins around, the artist has to go with that person. If, say, all four of us turn around, we have to pitch and then the artist gets to pick who they go with.
Wow.
So yeah, we're now actually at the stage where we've all picked our 10 and we're now in the process of like working with them, and it's weird.
Is it better than the X Factor?
I don't think anything's better or worse. I think things are individual and special in their own way. I think that this show is going to be something the television needs. I think it needs to be more about the music than what you wear and what have you done in your past.
I've never seen you with your hair like that. You've got new hair. It's obviously
Is it slinky?
I would say it's quite slinky and a bit curly.
It's quite curly, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you know what? I got a bit fed up of people, like, telling me how to have my hair. Like, we need Jessie and her trademark bob. I'm like, I'd rather my music and my face be a bit more known than my hair.
Right.
And I got a bit bored of, like, covering my eyebrows.
Yeah. So, I can see them. They're there.
They're great,
aren't
they?
And they're slinky. They're slinky.
They're very slinky and big.
They are. I bet you smell nice as well.
I do. I smell like... Come and sniff me. Come
on. Can I have a little sniff?
Yeah. Is it good?
Oh, my God.
Imagine he's like, just threw up on the mic.
That is... How do you do that?
I wash.
Okay, good.
Moisturise.
Yeah, there is a hint of shower gel about
it. Yeah, shower gel.
Yeah, it's
really
Elemis good.
Shower gel. It's
love
good.
It. Yeah,
great
stuff. So who else have you seen round and about?
Saw Ollie Murs looking rather tanned. He's been on the sunbeds.
Right, just between you and me, I think... I know I'm one to talk, but I'm known for it. I think Murs has overdone the tan.
I can't hear you.
He's overdone the tan.
He's quite...
Ollie Murs has overdone the tan.
He's rather tanned, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, saying that, did you see me at the Brit launch with my teeth? They were so white.
Yeah.
They're so white and my face was so brown. I look like Simon Cowell's little cousin. It's terrible.
Well, it's lovely to see you.
Thanks.
Obviously, yeah.
I love that you said that whilst making doodles on your page and not even looking me in the eye.
That's what
He's
I do.
Drawing hearts.
I draw hearts for Jessie J. Look, heart, heart,
heart,
slinky.
Slinky heart.
That's what I'm writing down right now. So, what's your plan for tonight? I hear that your mum and dad are here.
My mum and dad are here. I haven't seen them for ages. And my manager, my amazing manager, got them tickets. And it's wonderful for them to be part of this. They wasn't allowed to come last year. So it's lovely to have them here. My mum's got her eyelash extensions done.
Aww.
Bless her.
Aww.
Sending me pictures. I was like, Mum, you're so cute.
Oh,
but
so
no,
cute.
It's lovely to have them here and to be part of it. And I'm just going to have fun. I'm going to have a drink. I'm going to raise my glass and have a good time and probably fall over in this dress and then go out partying later. I'm going to find Will I Am DJing somewhere.
Are you?
Yeah.
Amazing. Are you taking your mum and dad to Will I Am's DJ
no.
set?
Because my dad, well, you know what? My dad's probably be the first one on the dance floor and the last one to leave.
Really?
He loves a bit of James Brown. He
Once
does this
popped,
kind of surfing,
stop.
Like bend the knees vibes.
Is it?
Yeah, he loves it.
I love that. A lot of people have brought their mum and dads here tonight as well.
I know that Ed's brought his mum.
Yes, and Ollie Murs.
Yeah, it's you know what? It's one of those things that I think people forget. Like, of all the people in the world you want to impress, your mum and dad are people that you really want to see.
Totally.
And you know what? I'm away so much. Like, at the end of photo shoots, I'd be like, can I just take a few? Because I want to show my mum and dad. Like, it's important for them to see what I've been doing because they never get to see me. I think people think that you take them everywhere.
Yeah.
I don't. I hardly get to talk to them. So it's important.
It's pretty weird though that the first time you've seen them in 2.5 months is at a table at the Brit Awards.
I know, the Brit Awards. They'll be like, Mum, stop flirting with Professor Green.
Put that champagne down.
Yeah. Dad, leave him alone. No, I'll probably go to the table and my dad will be telling them stories and about me being a kid. Yeah.
I know, I was saying this to Ollie Murs earlier. It's like, imagine if they brought the baby photos. It's like,
oh, no. My dad actually bought, this is a true story, and I'm gonna bait him up to the world. He bought a picture of himself to my video shoot because he is convinced that he looked like... what's his name from... Oh, no, this is terrible. I didn't set this up right.
Uh-oh.
From the boy band One Direction, the one with the curly hair.
Harry Styles.
Harry. He looked just like Harry when he was a kid, and he's like, look, it could have been me. But it's not you, is it, Dad? So chill out. You're 50-something now.
I could
so
have been
chill
Harry
out.
Styles.
Yeah, so he's loving that little claim to non-fame.
That's brilliant. Well, listen, I hope you and your mum and dad have a brilliant time
thank
tonight.
Thank you very much.
And thank you for coming in and looking slinky.
Thank you.
Jessie
I'm
J.
I'm going to slink away now.
The yeah. Scott Mills Daily.
Hugh Stevens on the red carpet, Labyrinth. Come in.
Oh, yeah, exactly. How are you, Labyrinth? Are you well?
I'm great. How are you?
Well, I'm fine. With all those screams, then, just for you.
I'm not sure, but it sounded quite loud out there.
Yeah, proper loud. Your mate Tiny Tempo was on a minute ago with some shoes without any socks on. Have you got socks? Let's have a look.
I do actually have socks, and they're yellow.
Really?
They're cool yellow socks, man. They're like, I love my granddad's socks, so I'm wearing them some right now.
Let's have a look. Are they, yes, mustardy, are they? Oh, they're nice. Dapper as always. Now, I know a lot of people brought family here today,
they
but
have.
You're one of nine?
I'm one of nine, yes, I am.
So you can't bring all your brothers and sisters with
that
you?
That would be a little bit crazy. It would be quite expensive.
That'd be a whole table, wouldn't it?
I would have to get, like, you know, like some local cabs to sort us out because... I'm not sure we could get expensive cabs to come down here.
No, there's good night buses. You see, there's a girl band over there, Labyrinth. I'm doing a bit of star spotting today. There's a girl band over there.
Have
you seen them before in your life?
They've been to my restaurant.
Oh, who are they?
They are Little Mix.
Oh, that's Little Mix. I've heard so much about them. Oh, they look amazing, don't they?
I almost forgot their name there.
Hang on, do you own a restaurant?
I was going to say that. What's going on?
A restaurant. Do you?
I don't own a restaurant. Okay. You do or you don't?
Yeah, I do have one.
Really?
I do have a restaurant. Yeah,
you kept that one quiet. I'd love to come. What kind of food do you make?
Well, I think everybody knows. Well, Little Mix know. How could you not know?
What kind of food do you make?
We do venison, we do scallops, we do lobster, everything.
Did you like a Little Mix grill for the girls?
I had a pre-Brits party not too long ago.
Oh, no. Yeah.
I never knew this.
I'm so jealous. I know. Can Scott Mills come to your restaurant?
You have to come then.
Can you book him a table?
Definitely.
Any requirements, Scott?
Come on, Scott.
I would love that. Yeah, very much. I love a bit of venison.
He's up for some venison with Labyrinth.
How do we not know this? That Labyrinth owns a restaurant.
I know, he's kept it very quiet.
I'm really sorry you weren't invited, Scott, man. I tried my best, but, you know, the guest list was crazy.
Ah, so I know, too busy inviting
I
Little
love
Mix.
You and all.
Yeah. He thinks you're just obsessed with the stars. Labyrinth, it's lovely to see you.
Lovely to see you too, my friend.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Damon and Graham from Blur, hello. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi.
Back at the Brits. How's it feel?
feels vast and ready to be filled.
Yeah. Does it?
Yeah.
Do you like award ceremonies? Or, I mean, you must get invited to a lot of them. Do you actually ever go?
Not that often.
Which ones do you go to? Which ones do you say, yes, I'd like to go to that?
It's quite arbitrary, really.
Really?
Yeah. So it's a sort of once in a blue moon and whatever. I suppose, because we're going to play Hyde Park, and there are certain things we want to do tonight, but very specific people we want to thank, and that's why we did it, really.
Because obviously you just announced this big show, which you're doing at the end of the Olympics. When you walk out onto the stage now, do you feel like you appreciate it more than you did back then?
Possibly. I remember it.
You remember it more than you did.
Yeah, well, you take a lot for granted, I think. And I think maybe the older you get, the less you take for granted. I don't know, you know, youth is wasted on
there. There is the possibility to enjoy it this time round.
Right. Did you not enjoy it?
I think I was just too overwhelmed and ridden with nerves.
So you don't get the nerves as much now, right?
Yeah.
You
but,
do?
Yeah, but we know how to sort of ride them.
Right, had to deal with them a bit better.
Yeah, a bit better.
Back in 95, obviously, you won 4 Brits on the same night. Do you know when that happens? Do you get one each, or do you have to share it as a band?
I have no idea where mine are. I don't, everything is gone or lost or mislaid or...
Really? That's the one that's me. Yeah, I want mine. I've been asking for it for a long time. Great, I don't know what happened.
There are 4 knocking around somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
So nobody knows where they are?
Well, I'm sure somebody does.
But it's not you. They're not in your loo.
Somebody with a mantelpiece straining under the weight.
Indeed. It's quite nice to know tonight, though, that you've won already, because you can kind of relax and not worry about it.
I don't know about that. I think...
actually, you're on at the end, so it's not relaxing.
I think we're expected to be more sort of together.
Right, because you
already know.
Right.
We could be the award for the outstanding cock-up of the night, so yeah. We'll just have to see how it goes.
Oh, no. You never know, do you?
My mum says you never know what's around the corner.
Will it be a kind of night for you celebrating tonight? Will you be out all night, or will you just go home straight afterwards? Because Ed Sheeran says he's going to go home and watch Boo Planet straight after he's finished.
I'm obviously going to try and get into the spirit of the occasion.
Will you go to a few parties?
I would hope I've been invited to
I would think you probably are on the list.
I'll go with Ed.
What, to watch Blue Planet?
Yeah. I think I've got to get up a reasonably early night.
Now, every year I ask people the same question, when they win this award, will any of you take your shirt off like Sting did that year?
Yeah, we're all going to take our shirts off.
Okay. Do it towards the end of, like, the last couple.
Yeah, I've been working towards that moment.
Yeah. Also, I think that Sting...
I think I can pull it off.
I think that Sting just kind of overstayed his welcome a little bit. I think he went on for about 30 minutes, so feel free to do that.
Well, his speech was 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Well, was taking off the shirt.
The actual performance was around 30 minutes.
We will be stopping exactly on 11 minutes. And if we overrun, we'll stop ourselves.
Yeah, there'll be someone
we'll
with
just
a...
stop. Listen, this is a...
No. Woo! It's finished. Damon and Graham from Blur, thank you very much for joining us on Radio 1. Thank you. Good luck tonight.
Our pleasure.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1, this is Scott Mills, and we are at the Brits 2012. Hello, Plan B.
Hey, Scott, how you doing?
I'm good. Are you just eating some of my treats?
Yeah, I was eating some of your sweets, man.
I'm really worried that everyone's going to be on a proper sugar high, because like, I've sent off various people. Like, Florence the Machine is wired now.
I'm going to be like I'm on ADHD or something, because I haven't been allowed to eat stuff like that for a very long time because of the Sweeney film. I had to lose 2.5 stone.
Did you? Yeah, you're looking trim.
Stopped alcohol, everything.
Right, so this is the first time you've even been near a Haribo.
Mate, tonight it's all about sweets, alcohol and women for the first time in a very long time.
Right. But how long have you been doing that for? About 6 months?
Do you know what? I lost 2.5 stone in 12 weeks. I've got a really good trainer called Nick Finney. And he put me on this regime, which was just doing weights, eating well and not drinking. And literally, it just fell off me.
Yeah, you're looking good, man.
Thank you.
Now, I'm just in the kind of little bit where you come if you win a Brit Award. Obviously, you won Best Male last year. Yeah. So they take you into this little room that we're going into now. Yeah. And what happens? I just want to know what happens after you've actually won the award and everyone cheers and claps. What happens?
They never took me to this room.
Okay, this room didn't exist in your life. Okay, what about through there? Because then there's kind of
that's the room.
This is the room?
Sorry, that's the room.
Is it all coming back to you now?
Yeah. No, they take you on stage and then they ask you, like, you know, how did it feel to win the award?
And someone asked you the same question 20 million times?
Yeah, but it's all good because you're, like, on a high and, you know, you're buzzing and stuff.
What happens to the award? Because obviously you want to go out and party afterwards. So who gives you the award?
What happens?
So they give you the award, and then you're sitting there, and an hour later, you're like, where's my award?
You think you've lost it?
Where's my award? And they go, no, it's all right, calm down. They took your award away. And I said, why are they taking my award away? And then they say, because they're going to send you one. And I think, actually, that's a really good idea, because you will, that night, go and party, take it somewhere, like on the boat, on the Thames, because you know what happens afterwards, right? Usually the record label set up a boat for you, and then you get on the boat.
Just for you?
Yeah, and your entourage. And
nice!
And you go down the Thames to your party that they've set up for you. And somewhere along that journey, you know, you may lose the award.
So it's going
to
happen.
It's good that they send it to you afterwards.
Who else are you looking forward to seeing tonight?
Adele always makes me melt when she sings. Last year, did you notice when she started singing, everyone just stopped what they were doing, the waiters, everything, and their like jaws were just like...
Yeah, I mean, often at award ceremonies, there's still some people talking, but that was literally, hear a thing.
Yeah, that was like everybody stopped, and she has that effect on people, and she deserves everything she gets. If she doesn't win an award today, which we know she will, but if she doesn't, then there's something terribly wrong.
Absolutely. Listen, mate, it's really good to see you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'll see you in a bit. Okay, let's go to Matt Edmondson, who should be on the red carpet.
Hello, and swoon, because I'm with One Direction. Hello, gentlemen.
Hello.
Hello.
Come on, you need to work on saying hello in unison like JLS. They would have nailed that right then. Oh, try again.
Cool. We're a bit quirky, what can we say?
So, guys, you all look absolutely fantastic this evening. You're tailored within an inch of your lives there.
Sorry, I missed that.
I said you're tailored within an inch of your life.
Yes.
Are you worried that if you lunge too aggressively, something could happen on stage?
That's what I'm saying. If I walk up a step, I feel like my trousers are going to rip.
That's going to be awful. Slash up the ratings for the Brits, I should imagine. So you guys are nominated in Best British Single. I'm going to predict now you're going to win it. Zane, how are you feeling about it?
You know, that would be amazing. I think we're all just massively flattered to even be invited to the Brits, to be, you know, walking on the red carpet with some of these people that are here today. And hopefully we do win. Fingers crossed, you know.
Have you got you don't need your fingers crossed. You've got the most militant fans in the world. I imagine they've been campaigning on Twitter. You've got this in the bag. If you have, who is taking the acceptance speech?
I think if we were to win, I think...
You are going to win, so who's taking it?
I think if we were to win, I think, you know, we'd just... I'm not sure.
We need to have a group meeting about it now, so group meeting.
We'll harmony, how's that? Yeah. We'll harmonise.
Matt, can I just ask? I saw Harry Styles tweet earlier that he is hoping to see Subo at the Brits tonight.
Now, Harry, apparently you were hoping to see Subo at the Brits tonight. Is that true?
Yeah, I'm hoping that she's sat close to us. I'm not even sure if she's here, but...
What's the Subo plan?
Well, I'm not sure.
He just wants to get her into bed.
Is that what it is, Louis?
Oh, my God.
Really? There you go. That's an exclusive, I think.
There it is.
There you go. Harry, good luck with that quest tonight. Have you got a chat-up line you're going to use with Subo?
My doll looks like you.
My what?
My doll looks like you.
My doll looks like you. I dread to think, has Harry had a Susan Boyle doll made up that he sleeps with?
No, it's actually a spitting image of me, so...
Right, OK.
Don't worry.
Oh, fair enough. Scott, have you got another question there, sorry?
Well, I'm just saying, I have seen the One Direction dolls, and the one of Harry Styles does look frighteningly like Susan Boyle.
Ah, this is your doll looks like Susan Boyle, is what you're saying.
Also, I know that Louis was quite keen on pancakes tonight. We don't have any here, even though loads of people have been tweeting him saying that we did. We didn't bring the pan, we forgot.
Look, I know who's producing this.
Louis, are you disappointed? I've got some terrible news to break to you. You might want to sit down for this. You're going to be okay?
If I sit down, my trousers will rip, so I'll stand.
Stand for now. That would be double bad news. The bad news is there are no pancakes this evening.
Oh. Yeah, I do think that would be a great idea. Like a lovely, like, steak, maybe, too, for the mate. I tweeted about it today. But if they pull out some pancakes, that would be great. I'm saddened. We'll have to make them when we get in.
Liam, how do you plan to comfort him?
You know, I'm just going to sit him down. As long as I bring him a steak, I'm sure he'll be fine. Louis loves a steak,
so... No, I won't be fine without a pancake.
Right, I'll just give you a big cuddle then. Just calm down with the Brits.
It's not good enough. It's just not good enough.
Louis is now having a diva strop. I've never seen a man so upset. Scott, I'm going to let One Direction go, but not before they said we love you. Would you like to say we love you to Scott?
Yeah.
We love you, Scotty. Bye.
We love you, Scott.
You the man, Scott.
Bye, Mr. Mills.
There you go, you can clip that up and have that as a ringtone.
I will definitely clip that up, thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
Clip that up and have it as a ringtone.
Niall find that hilarious, didn't he?
He'll clip that up and use it as a ringtone.
All right, listen, Matt, you've done a fabulous job today on the red carpet. Also, thanks to Hugh and thanks to Gemma Kearney. What's your plan now, Matt Edmondson?
I am now going to go to the Brits, the actual Brits, for the first time ever. I'm going to go and sit on a table, but I think I'm in a room where they put people who aren't very important.
Oh. Cheap seats. Cheap seats.
Oh, no.
Cheap
and
seats,
Edmonton smells.
Oh, thanks, Niall.
Well,
thanks
I can tell you, you've missed the starter, but you can still have the chicken dinner.
Oh, perfect. Well, me and Louis are going to go and get pancakes.
Do it. All right, speak to you later, Matt. Thank you very much. This has been Scott Mills at the Brits 2012.
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download.